Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
There he sat, in the quiet, on a familiar mountain, confident, relieved the darkest days were over. He'd overcome death. He'd completed his mission. His Father in heaven was pleased. Surrounded by 11 of his 12 closest friends, Jesus longed to breathe hope and courage into his companions. Lord knew they would need it in the days and years to come. Important days were ahead. It was go time, and the mission was critical. Wasting time was absurd. God's business, the growing of God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, well, that was all that mattered from this point forward. He looked intently into the eyes of his faithful apostles, men he'd trusted for the past 3 unforgettable years, men he knew he would commission to inspire the baby church, every disciple to join as one unified kingdom army to be his witnesses as ministers of reconciliation in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the very ends of the earth. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age." God the Father had given the Son all authority, officially all rights and all power. Listen to his prayer in John 17 and hear the heart behind the authority given Jesus. He lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him." The goal of Jesus' authority had one intent, to give eternal life to all. And that's the most important thing he had to pass on to his disciples, the authority to make and grow disciples of Jesus Christ by baptizing them and teaching them. The authority Jesus passed on to his followers, to the early church, was always for his kingdom and for his glory. Church, may we realize today we carry with us, in us, God's authority bestowed on Jesus. Authority to go and grow his kingdom. Authority to represent the risen Jesus in the classroom, on the court or field, in the office place, the coffee shop or the market, making dinner in the kitchen or running mundane errands or out walking the dog. Each of us has been given authority to impact the community we live in and beyond. We are image bearers entrusted with heaven's mission to seek and save a lost world. Thank you for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.